up, guys? We are back with another episode of the Stony Sisters podcast.
We're lighting up this turf stick.
I saved especially for my girl so she can try it. We have a, what is it? It's the purple punch. So straight indica. So you're about to be super lit because it is, it's the real deal.
It tastes good. It's rolled good. I will say, though, the filter is pretty
pretty big. Large and in charge.
Yeah, I can, look at mine. Look at my little tiny filter compared to that.
So I want to read this off of Mad Turp Labs, actually, because that's the creators. Will you, like, fix it right there? Because last time the Purple Punch one did run a little funky, so hoping this one.
It's running like you say.
So, to create the terp sticks, they use rosin on the outside of the pre-rolls instead of, like, distillate, like other ones that you might see. And then the outside is covered, on top of the rosin, it's covered in a strain-specific dry sift. So, very pretty. It's 100% solventless, and it really does. It packs a punch, and it's pretty tasty, I would say.
And it is an Purple Punch Indica. I was just about to say ashtray, huh? Okay.
Could you bring me the ashtray, please? Thank you. If you hear any background noise, just a forewarning. I have a gamer boyfriend, so.
I live with a gamer.
I live with a gamer. Thank you. Oh, it was tough.
Like I tell Jake, better be winning. Thank you.
Yeah, so that's going to start our episode off really nice. Like I said, it's an indica, so you might hear the little tone down in our voice.
Yes, and I actually have some LA Confidential that's also an indica. And it's indica hybrid.
I was going to say, and if we need more, I have Face Off, which is also an indica. That we can roll up.
Lately. I don't know why, but
for me, it's just to get that extra high, honestly.
Yeah.
I love a sativa, don't get me wrong, because it can obviously keep you going. It gets you that little, but I like the, like, super litness of the.
I think especially after work, at night, like, I want an indica. I want something heavy, knock me on my ass, go to sleep, you know?
I will say, guys, I have not been smoking as much ever since I started my fitness journey. I'm about 3 months in, consistently going every week, I should say. About, first started about 3 days a week, and then now I'm doing for sure 5 days a week. But I'd be tired. So, like, obviously coming home after the gym, I don't want to smoke right away because I'm going to crash AF, like, on top of the gym crash. And then, obviously, work during the day. Yeah. After work, it's quick. Dinner, shower. Well, no, I already showered after the gym. I'm like, dinner, just last minute things, then you're back to bed. So sometimes I've smoked before bed, and sometimes I haven't, just because I'm just like,
you don't need to throw on, like, some essential oil. Yeah, you're just so tired. I know the feeling, because normally around like 11 to 1, that's when I get my tiredest. So I'm just like, I have to chill on the smoking between work too. But if I do, I try and use my sativa for, like, the daytime.
The daytime, yeah. I will say, yes, this filter is fat as fuck. Like, it's huge. It's very long. But it's nice.
It's nice.
To grab it, like, and pass it and stuff. You're not, like, right. You know what I mean? I know you guys can't see me, but.
It's good, though. If you, people probably have seen the Terp sticks. They've been. I've seen on their Instagram, they've been posting, like, reposting a lot of people. Mm-hmm. So this is good. This is nice.
I mean, the high is great. The quality is really good. It tastes good. Our ash looks nice on our end. So shout out to them. Yeah. Shout out to Mad Turp Labs.
It's not super messy either. Cause you know, when you try and do your own, you try and, like, it gets all messy, and no, this is
perfectly sifted on. Like, it's not like the, it's not coming off, nothing's coming off, like, It's perfect. Nothing. It's nice.
That's real nice. That's real nice. But like I said, I have some LA Confidential. We'll spark that up in a little bit. That is an indica. Great for feeling relaxed, happy, giggly. That's my nighttime that I've been off of lately from The Giving Tree. I've been trying every strain that The Giving Tree has.
Nice.
And so far, Death Star looked so, it was so pretty, smelled so good, super purple, and this LA Confidential.
How much are you picking up? Like,
I'll do a quarter. It just depends. It depends. But normally I'll do like a quarter here and there. I'm like, let me grab an eighth here or, but usually.
But
like,
typically a quarter?
Yeah, typically a quarter.
So how much, what are their prices looking like?
Their prices are, depending on the strain, because one eighth that I got was 35, another one, so basically their tiers are like 35, 40, and then 50.
By eighths.
Oh, okay. So then for the quarters, I think one of the quarters I got was 70, another one that I got was like 80.
Okay.
But they do also come in the glass containers.
I like that.
Yeah.
I really like that, honestly.
So I know that that's a big thing too, like money-wise.
Yeah. I feel like if I get something in a either a bag or a plastic container, I end up switching it into my glass container So.
And it's nice, the quarter or the quarters. So you know how I had like that little, the little glass one?
Yeah,
for the quarters, it's like the long,
the big guy.
The long glass one.
Nice.
Yeah.
That's pretty good prices, I would say, because so I went to last Sunday to Arizona Cannabis Society.
Mm-hmm.
I know we've been saying we're going to go there, but finally it was Sunday, needed flower, and I was going to go to Nirvana, but they switched their deal or something. Like, I was just like, what the fuck? Like, whatever. But I was going to push it out and just go. I was just going to go to Nirvana. But then I was like, no, wait, Arizona Cannabis Society has their deal on Sunday. So they do 1/2 ounces, but different tiers, the same thing. So I did the top tier 1/2 ounce for $150. Which I split, so $75 a quarter, right?
Yeah.
So that's a pretty good price because I'm willing to pay that. Like, that's okay because then I'm getting quality flower.
Right.
I mean, we've been lit. Like, it, that's the face-off that we got from Arizona Cannabis Society.
Some face-off. That is a good price, though. That's a, I mean, to me, I feel like that's a standard, like, kind of like a standard price for good stuff. Because normally, I've been to a couple dispensaries where all they've done is just raise the prices, but the quality is the same. So I'm just like, I'm not about to pay extra for something that was like the bottom tier.
Yeah.
So that's good though. That's good to know that they'd have that deal too.
Yeah, we picked up a eighth from Ponderosa just to like hold us off for like a couple days before the deal. You know, it's so crazy.
Off for a couple hours.
So we went to Ponderosa. Well, I didn't go, but whatever. Ponderosa. An eighth, top shelf was 40 something, I think. $40. And it was probably one of the best strains that I've smoked. I was so lit. I can't remember what it was. I need to figure out. There's still some, the end of this guy here. But anyway, yeah, Arizona Cannabis Society, check them out. They still, they're medical only still. They do run deals daily.
They have
Yeah, pretty good deals. They have a great system. Hold on. I can't believe I was about to forget this. They had a line, and obviously it was like rock, paper, scissors, who's waiting in line. So I was the loser. I went to go stand in line. I was like, fuck, okay, whatever. Went to go stand in there. It was moving so fast. Like, I was impressed. I was just like, I didn't even wait. Like, at the end of the day, I was just like, I didn't even wait. Like, that was so good. So, basically, when you go in, like, the check-in lady, she...
I'm trying to picture there. Because I've only... I think I've only been in there once. So, I'm trying to picture it.
Okay.
Okay.
They're kind of cornered, right?
Yes. Catty-cornered.
You go in through the door, cornered. So, they... And then it's like... Seating
open,
areas,
right?
Okay. Like open, mm-hmm. Then the window. It's a corner window like this. So she's sitting right here.
Gotcha.
But it's like
okay,
a corner.
I know exactly where she's at.
And then there's a door right here, and then it's very small.
And you go back there.
A couple
right?
registers, a line of registers, and then their grow in the back.
Okay.
There's,
see,
they have
I
a window.
Haven't been there. I haven't been there since they've opened up that window for the grow. Because I do not remember seeing it the last time. Well,
the reason you don't remember why It's because the registers used to be in front of it. So it was kind of like a background. And obviously you're... But now it's like you walk in and then you're looking straight at the bud tender. And then if you turn your head to the left, you can see the full grow in the window. So it's very pretty. Anyway, I didn't have to go back. The desk lady, she called me up and she was like, do you know what you want? And I was like, well, I wanted to see the flower. And she was like, I can show you. And I was like, oh, okay, let's do this. And so she showed me. She's like, which ones are you thinking of looking at? Right. So I told her and she showed me them. And I had a clear view of them. I mean, obviously they were in the bag or whatever. But they gave it to you in the glass jar. I think it was a glass jar, yeah. But no, it was in the bags. It was in the bags. Yeah, I'm tripping. So, whatever, yeah. That's why I'm confused. It's because the bag that she gave me, like, it wasn't see-through.
Oh, okay.
So, the one that she showed me at the window, it was see-through. I was able to see the buds clearly.
Everything.
So the one that I wanted to get, it wasn't cut very nice. So, I'm like, no. Give me the top tier.
Give me that.
I'm going to take it. Because I think it was, like, $149, and then the under that was $139 or something.
Which
is still really good. So I was like, I'll check those out.
And even if you just bought, buying the $139, like, that's still a good price, but, like, might as well spend the extra.
Exactly.
Might as well spend the extra, like, what, $10?
$10.
And if you're going house on it, come on.
No brainer.
Because, exactly, if I'm paying $70 with taxes, would be around, like, $74 probably, mm-hmm. $73, $74. So, I mean...
Yeah. And it was straight, $149. So, Arizona Cannabis Society.
I need to go check them out. Everyone has been telling me about great deals, so you just confirmed it.
Yeah. So...
And I still haven't been to... what was the other one you told me? Seoul. So, I never went to Seoul.
Where else have I gone? I went to... Okay, so the last episode that we recorded was... We dropped it on 420.
Yes.
So obviously we didn't like
have a 4. And we weren't. Yeah,
we had our own 420 on the episode. That was great. Oh, it was so lit.
Okay, really quick, let me go back to that because I was so lit. I don't know how you were able to like still function afterwards
through the night.
You told me that you're just like, yeah, I was. I went
here, there.
Bruh, I went to Jake's mom's house. Okay, we went over there, and I was just, sitting outside, okay? I'm sitting outside, and I'm just, like, done. Like, done for. They're talking, and I could hear the conversation, but I just couldn't get anything really out. He's like, you look hurt. You look real hurt. We get in the car, and I'm nodding off like a crackhead. Like, dead ass, nodding off, and he's just like, babe, just go to sleep. Like, we'll be home. We went to this place called Brush Fire, got a burrito. Went straight home. I ate half of it and knocked the fuck out for, like, until, I think, what time did I say? Like, 8? And we got home at, like, 3. And I snapped you, and I'm just like, what is going on?
Still on the couch.
Still on the couch. And you're just like, yeah, I'm on to my third place. And I'm like, how?
I think it's because I kept going after that. Because if I had, taken one slight break, it would have been over.
Couch it been, or nap.
But
or
I didn't. I think after that I went and got Starbucks. Or did I get Starbucks that morning?
You had Starbucks already when I got here.
Oh, that's probably why. That probably really helped.
And you had a big boy.
Oh, yeah. That was good.
You had a big boy.
That espresso really does it for me. It really does it for me. I know people have their words with Starbucks, but...
Look, I got the cup.
I'm out here repping.
But great 420, though, to say the least. Our episode that we had, if you guys can find the raw...
Emperador or whatever.
Yeah, if you can find one of those, you could put over 3.5 grams. Or 3.5 grams, yeah.
Yeah, you could probably put a little, like maybe 3.7.
Because I think you guys for 420 did it, and I saw like 3.8.
Well, that's with weighed...
With it, obviously.
Yes,
duh.
The whole thing. But... We twist the end, so if you want to, like, completely try and stuff it, I'm pretty sure you can fit.
Oh, yeah.
A good, maybe even 4 grams. Who knows? But, yeah, we did that for 420, hot box, like, this little tent thing that we have. I went to Nirvana early as fuck. Got there, I was 12th in line. And they had, Nirvana had some fire ass deals. So if you made it out to Nirvana and got the deals, like, shout out to you.
It was worth the wait.
It was worth the wait. Got some Starbucks. Waited in line for an hour and like 20 minutes, I think.
What?
But when you have company, it's fine. You know?
What? But still, like, was it because they weren't open yet?
Yeah, we were there at 6:40. And they opened at 8.
Oh my gosh. But once, obviously, they opened, it moved quickly.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, being 12th in line, yeah.
You know what? Fast. It doesn't even matter. It doesn't matter. We used to wait in line for shoes overnight. So what am I
freezing fucking
cold. Ready to run. Ready to, like, push people.
Wishing I had a leather jacket so bad.
Over here trying to get a 10.5 in men's. Like.
I never flip that.
Right. So I can't even complain because they had fire deals. Mm-hmm. And you're guaranteed to get something. Mm-hmm. 12th in line.
But that was my first time actually ever, because I always like stop up pre 4:20.
So you don't have to deal with people.
Exactly. But I was determined. I got
up. I'm going. There's deals.
Juked and jived. In and out. Got hooked up. Shout out to Francisco. Hooked it up. Yeah, Nirvana. They actually have daily deals too. And low-key, I
always get them.
Never have to wait either. Like, I obviously waited 4:20 because mm-hmm. being 4:20, but I went right back the next day because I had a little whatever. Doesn't matter. It was an easy fix. Well, speaking of, when I went there, I got one of the deals I did was a BOGO, Steezy, and a BOGO item 9. So Steezy, Stizzy, whatever it's called.
You know what it is.
Yeah.
You know what we're talking about. I don't have their deal anymore.
They just came recently to Arizona. And I believe we only have their carts here. But they do have flour. They do have concentrate. Do yeah.
Okay. I've only seen like their pods.
Their little pods. There we go. And so those are really good. I feel like they're more flavor when you compare it to like the item 9, which is, like I said, the two that I got. The item 9 is the live resin, and then the Stizzy is still premium THC oil.
Gotcha,
so
okay.
It's still, I guess, essentially what's in, like, our C-cells and stuff, right? But in pod form.
In pod form.
But I like them very much. I love the concept. I think that their little things are cute. I like both the item 9 and the Stizzy. Like, they're just sleek and cute. And the item 9, though, that shit ripped. That shit gets me high as fuck. Did you try it? Did I have you try it?
I didn't have it last time.
Obviously, I wasn't 4:20 yet.
I tried Madi Luz at Spin. She got the
Stizzy.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So I tried that, and that it hits.
It hits.
And then
it gets
ended
you
up
lit.
Getting one, and I was like, whoa.
What is this?
Whoa. This thing is hitting. Because he's like, oh, no, we need to get one. Because she came over after Spin, and she was like, here, try it. He's like, what the fuck is this? It's a new thing or whatever.
That's exactly what Ari and Andy, they were like, what is this? What? Girl.
Right, what?
This is nice.
I'm looking at it like, what is this little combination? Obviously, if you've never seen them before, there's no buttons. There's no, like, there's nothing on them. So you can't even see the THC.
I think both brands have the item 9 and the Stizzy. They both have the bigger battery that does do the temperature
check and all that, where you can change it.
Yeah. So, but I don't know if those are a button either. Sure. I don't think so. Mm. May or may not. But anyway, yeah, you just like drag it.
It honestly looks like if you guys seen the Jewels.
Yeah.
That's exactly what it looks like.
And mine's lime green, so it definitely looks like Jewel like.
Mine's red, so yeah. But they are. They're super convenient.
Super convenient. Yeah. I like them. But yeah, that's pretty much. I don't think I've gone to anywhere other. Oh, I'm lying. I went to Oasis as well. The one in Bell, off Bell.
Okay, yeah.
Went to Oasis. I used my first time patient, which I had saved last time. Thank goodness, because they had some fire. Same. I went through, and I've just been going through. I've been smoking a lot of flower, though. I stopped smoking so much concentrate. Yeah, I just have my pods and just flowers.
Same.
Straight flowers. So I have been going through a little bit more flower, but again, take that out of the mix. So they had some fire flower. I recommend them. The prices are a little bit higher, but I do recommend their first time patient and recommend their
I like them.
Their flower.
When I went, I got some of their concentrate. I got the haze. That's the episode I think we had haze, and then mm-hmm. I got flower, and I was very impressed mm-hmm. with Oasis. Mm-hmm. I was like, wow, I should have been coming here more often.
Seriously.
I got to go to the new Mint, though. There is a new Mint that opened up on, Bell-ish area. So, North Phoenix, if you're in North Phoenix, the new Mint, I actually ended up going the day that they were doing the car show. So, I first pulled up, and I'm just like, nope, there was a lot of people. And I was just like, I'm not doing this. I can't find a parking. And then, you know me, my anxiety kicks in. And then Jake's like, I feel like we could have found a parking. And I was like, I don't know. I was like going through
the motions. You should just have him go and then just not go in with you.
So then next thing, well, he was with me and he was driving. And I was like, nah. Because the whole thing was there was a bunch of cars that just pulled up for the car show. So we couldn't even get into the turning lane to turn in because there were so many cars in the turning lane. Because you're like turning left.
Right.
So I was just like, no, I don't even want to try this and that. And he's like, okay, well then where are we gonna go? And I'm like, you're right, I don't know where we're gonna go. Because and they were having here. A deal on the pods mm-hmm. and on flower. And then obviously they were having the event or whatever, and I was like, fuck it, turn around. I said, turn around, we found a parking. It was super easy. The guy was just like, after we got in, the guy's like, are you here for the dispensary or for the car show? Because if you're here for the car show, you need to go park on the other side. And I was like, no, we're here for the dispensary. Okay. Go in. It's literally you walk in and everything is glass. So you can, as you walk in, you're in like a little, I don't know, seating area type place. You go to the receptionist, but the whole entire thing is glass and you have to go through another set of doors to get back there.
But you can still see
still see everything.
That's cool.
It's in like a little square.
That's the new one that went off by you? Okay.
Remember when we were just like, where's the menu? I mean, they still
aren't doesn't they open?
Have, yeah, are they open? They're finally open. They always have deals. The guy was telling me that they're always having deals. Every single day they have.
And they're med and rec though, huh?
Yeah, they're med and rec. They have an ATM in there, which I thought was kind of cool because it's only $1.
Like the transaction fee. Nice.
Because it's there. ATM. So he's like, we just refill.
Sick.
There's no point in paying like extra.
The $2.45 or $3.75.
So with that being said, yeah, right, $3.75. I'm like, I'm not paying $4 to take my.
And
own
then
cash
I feel
out.
Like my bank charges yes, me for not using
their bank.
So I'm like, bah.
It's not worth it. But I will say, at Mint, it's $1, and that's it. Ended up getting a pack. The PAX Era battery, and then the drip. So drip concentrate, they have pods for the PAX.
Oh, sick.
So I ended up doing a drip one, which Fruity Pebbles tastes so good. So good. The only thing I would say, so the PAX Era, if you guys have seen it before, looks just like we said, the Stizzy, the Item 9 one.
Yeah, yeah.
Same thing. You can get an app. So if you have, if you have Google, a Google phone, Android, or whatever, there's an app for it.
Because there's no restrictions.
Right. But for Apple, they don't have an app. So you have to, like, pretty much download this, like, add-on internet web browser to be able to go onto PAX.com. What? So that's a real bummer.
Yeah.
Because the PAX Era, I will say, is a lot more expensive than the Stizzy because Jake got one. And it was only, what, $25 or $30 for the battery?
Because he just got the regular one.
He just got the regular. Yeah, he just got the regular one. And the PAX Era, so there's like a regular PAX, and then it goes PAX Era, and then they have like another battery. But the PAX Era is $70 normally. So the downfall is I have Apple and I want to be able to use all the cool features because there's a feature where you can, like, if you lose your if you lose it, you can find it.
Right.
You can go on there, change the temperature.
So you can't do that with the little extension?
You can, but okay. It's just like every single time.
It's just inconvenient.
Yeah. And I feel like with an app, you can just open up the app and it's already linked and everything. Right. Every time you have to like reconnect it pretty much.
Right.
So it is kind of like an inconvenience. But besides that, it hits really good. Like you said, they really taste like it. You can really taste the flavor. Because mm-hmm. that Fruity Pebbles, I was like, ooh.
Give me a bowl of
give me some of these. So I really enjoyed it. I like the drip, but I really feel like I should have just got the regular PAX battery.
Yeah. I think those are cool. I think the PAX was like the first ones. I don't know. I could be wrong. What do I know?
But I really like the Sizzy one too. Yeah. So I'm just like, I don't know.
They're all really nice.
Okay. I would just say though, if you have an Apple phone, just there's no, I wouldn't.
There's no point.
Yeah.
The
to get the full experience of how you're supposed to like use that battery.
Use it. Mm-hmm. Yeah. The item 9 has the one I got is the Apollo, and then they have an Orion, which is like the bigger one, and mm-hmm. I believe it's the same concept, like it's just about the same price, mm-hmm. if I'm not mistaken. And then the Stizzy one has the regular one, and then they have the bigger battery mm-hmm. as well. I don't know what it's called. I can't remember. Maybe big. I don't know.
I'm liking the concept though. I like the maybe big, large can, large one.
I do. The concept, same. Though, of I the like pods. How even more like discreet it is.
Yep.
The item 9, though, I will say, is a little stinky, like, because it's the live resin, so just beware.
Well, speaking about stinky, we're going to spark this little stinker. Yeah, those are the places I went, though. 420 for me, I had to work until, I think I got off at, like, 12 or 1 or something, but I ended up going to a spin class. They had a 420. Snoop Dogg and Wiz Khalifa spin class, so I felt like I was in high school again with all the Wiz Khalifa.
Oh my
and then I went
God.
Home and got really high.
Yeah.
And then knocked out because I had to go to work the next day.
Right, obviously. I was off Tuesday and Wednesday, so I'm always off on Wednesdays.
So you're like,
I took 420 off, so we went to some event. I'm not even going to talk about it because it's not even worth it. It was not the business, but...
Girl, that's going to be enough.
I wish I would have... We got some good food, but other than that, I wish I would have just stayed here. We took so... I was surprised that I even hung, I guess that was, right?
Yep.
I was able to hang because we did that 3.5 edibles.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, baked bro syrup, an Edipure muffin, the pens, tons of dabs, tons and tons of dabs. And then... Terp stick, a cavi cone. Yeah, and then hotbox that fucking tent.
But you guys didn't go to the gym that morning, right?
No.
Okay, so that probably saved you too because you weren't as tired. Because I'm like, oh no.
But we were still at fucking Nirvana at 6:40.
Yeah, still woke up early on your day off. Might as well went to the gym. Hey, you standing in line? I guess that's your cardio. Getting your blood flow?
Oh my goodness.
So
I laughed mid hit. So anyway, I did see like pictures of like Earl Cup and
yeah, there was events. There was events that definitely happened. Did not make it out to didn't make it to the Earl Cup.
I will say that I feel like Earl Cup did like it. They really did put out a good event.
From the looks of it,
a lot of people were there.
It gave me Cannabis Cup vibes.
Yes.
Like how much people were there.
How many booths. Yeah. Yes. So I thought that was really cool, but I mean, there was still so many people. The lines, obviously, in turn, were pretty long. But I'm sure people got a lot of freebies. This year was probably a really sick event just for mm-hmm. the simple fact of it being the first
recreational like cannabis event too.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how I felt though about bringing my own bongs and like my own stuff like that. Cuz I know at one point they were saying to reduce like the risk, I guess, you know, of COVID obviously, bring your own smoking essentials, which, yeah, I'm going to bring my own joints and, like, my pen and stuff, but I'm not going in there with a big-ass bong or...
Like, and right, I think yeah. that that's something we were going to touch on last episode, mm-hmm. because, yeah, it's, like, kind of setting you up. Like, you don't yeah. want to drive with paraphernalia like that, like... And just then, obviously, it. You just use it, yeah, it's all fucking rezzed up and hello, like, it's kind of... So, I mean, if that was the case, then hopefully you...
We're smart about it.
And or, got a DD, yeah. or... I don't even know how that would work, though, if someone came to pick you up and that was still in their car, like... I don't know. I don't know. So, anyway, hopefully it was a safe one.
And I was thinking of it, too, more so of, like, I'm a clumsy bitch. Like, I'm gonna drop it. I dropped a bong that I never even used. Like, it, brand new, fresh out of the smoke shop, dropped it. So, I definitely ain't taking my expensive shit to the Earl Cup.
For real.
But it did. It looked like a really good time. Hope everyone had a good time for 420. I wasn't even high either. That's like the part. I wasn't even high. Just butterfingers. Anyways, moving on. We have a weekly business, small business, local.
Oh, I was cackling too long.
What else? If you have ever been to the farmer's market downtown, well, there are a few farmer's markets, I should say. But the one that I tried them at was at Central and Bethany Farmers Market. It is Raul's Cocina, the vegan Mexican food. They have what? So good. They what? Yep, yeah, I knew it was about to be right up your alley. Look, I can't even talk. It was so good. They have chickpea salad, hearts of palm ceviche, horchata, tamales, everything. Like,
the whole works.
The whole works.
Stop it.
The whole works.
What'd you get?
I tried each of it. One of each. Because I ended up finding out.
Oh, it's my coffee maker. I'm sorry.
I was like, did we set the alarm off?
It's been on for 2 hours.
I found out that my cousin Gina, that's mm-hmm. her cousin.
So Raul?
The owners, the who...
Raul.
I'm assuming it could be somebody. I didn't get the background story on it, but...
What's the family tree? Who's Raul? Grandpa? Dad?
I think it might be. Now I gotta check. No, I gotta find out now.
Oh. Oh, man.
So good, though, you guys. Like, it is really good. A little pricey. Will not lie. It is a little pricey. I did not pay, that is why. My Thea ended up buying it because she went to go pick it up for us. Oh, and they have some really good horchata, like
fire.
So go, we'll post them, follow
them. I've
been
wanting some good.
They're at, so their home base is the Uptown Market.
Okay.
That's on Saturdays, 7 a.m. to 11. There's so much stuff there. It's
That market.
It's so good.
I've never been, but I've seen, like...
Get our honey from there. Mm. So good.
When is it? Saturday? Just Saturday?
Just Saturday.
Okay.
But they're at other ones, too. So if you follow their Instagram, they post, like, where they'll be at. So go check them out. I highly recommend, especially for all my vegans who... Still want to have
looking
that for
the
because it's like jackfruit. One of them was jackfruit. They have green chili. Oh, just it's good. I can't even talk about it because I'm gonna get hungry.
I just followed them so. Oh, yeah, Uptown Market. There we go. That's what I was looking for.
Yeah. And Uptown Market, they change their hours for summer because you know if you live in Arizona, it's hot as hell. They start at 7 to 11 now.
7 to 11, not bad. I'm up, I'm at the gym, and out by then. Just
Taiki,
kidding.
We
no,
can do
like
it
7:30.
One of the Saturdays if we do the boot camp. Boom,
what
boom,
time
boom.
Is the boot camp?
8.
8 to 9.
Or you could drop by the, get, oh no.
9 to 10, we'll go to the market. 9 to 11, just depending when. How far would it be? We'll figure that out later. Off.
No, it's right down the street. Because, yeah, we'll figure it out. But go follow them. That's check all
them
I out. Say.
We will tag
family
them.
Family owned, local, bomb.
Another local shout out I want to give out is our hometown Phoenix Suns.
Can't see if me, you but can I'm in see the fucking wave. The wave. Right now. Just pop, lock, and rob it.
Yes. That should have been on video. But shout out to our team, Phoenix Suns. Made the playoffs.
11 years. We've been waiting 11 years. We've been in a drought, okay?
And we got the dream team. So we good. Got a team, though.
It's just, yeah, we have such a good team. We just have to keep our momentum up, yep. though. When we're up 20, we need to stay at 20.
Yes.
We can't be, because playoffs come, I mean, we're going to have to play against the team possibly like 5 times, you know? So it's just like.
So when this episode drops, woo! Tune in. They'll be playing the Warriors.
Wear my lucky socks that
night. You and yours, is it socks for you? It's Dylan in his jerseys, and he has to pick. It's like, all right, what color are we wearing tonight? What color are we wearing tonight?
It's my little lucky shawnees and lucky socks.
You're like, ooh, gotta go change.
Gotta put my Devin Booker's on. Hold on. Gotta put my I Love Devins on the butt.
Oh, man.
D-Books. Jake and Amy.
She's not.
Because I already have the little socks, the little sun socks. I'm like, hold on, I gotta put my leg socks on.
Be right back.
We can't leave yet. Hold on.
Oh, man. Shout out so, to yeah, them. Shout out to them.
Bringing a lot of,
The love last night was real. You could hear it.
Yes.
It was crazy.
It was getting chippy. And I was like, was it chippy? He's like, yeah, it was getting chippy. So, I got to witness it. Because of the first game, I didn't get to see because I had class. So, I guess they played the Knicks earlier this week. And or last week or something like that, and I didn't get to see like the whole entire thing. So they were saying on the TV, they're like, oh yeah, the Knicks had this game circled, like basically as revenge, I guess. And they started getting a little crazy.
They were a little aggressive last night.
Yeah. But
a lot aggressive last night.
That's what the playoffs is gonna be like. So for real. And if you guys can go to a game. I mean, obviously, money, I know, is a thing. But even if you get a high, higher-up seat, the whole entire stadium, they redid the whole entire arena, I should say, sorry. Mm-hmm. And it's all open. So anywhere you're at, you can literally see the game. And they have, like, these huge, big open bars. So the seats that we were at, right behind us was the bar, literally right behind us. And then they had tables. So people were just standing at the tables and you could see the game.
That's sick. I haven't been since they redid.
Yeah, Benny Hanna's up in that bitch now.
About to go early. Just kidding.
Let me get the shrimp. I
want to go to a playoff game.
I really love
so
it.
We'll talk off camera. I mean, off micro.
Offline.
Let me log off.
Anyways, shout out to them. Shout out to them. Good luck to them. We're going to go to a game.
Good luck.
Some really quick Canon news that I was reading on this week. So if you are in the Payson area, there's going to be a new Jars dispensary opening up.
I haven't been to the Jars in Phoenix yet. The one that used to be Metro Meds.
I think I have. I just can't remember, though. Because, you know, we'll be sticking to our places.
Mm-hmm.
So, that will be opening up in Payson. I want to say there was, 11 other places as well. 11 new dispensaries. But they were more so in other... They weren't in Phoenix areas. It was, the outskirts. But you guys are getting dispensaries.
Yeah, honestly.
And I saw a little poll, which I thought was funny, but 25% of Americans now consume cannabis. Which is up 56% since 2018. I personally think it's more, but I just think, you know, people don't want to be putting their business out there like that.
My sister said that she's hearing it a lot more, like, in the salon and things like that. Like, people are a little bit more, like...
open about it now that it's a wreck.
Sorry.
I mean, I don't...
Not everyone has to go around blowing weed, smoking up in my face. No, but you know, like, being out there about it.
Yeah.
But
that's...
I do think it's probably more than this. It's just still some people, I understand, you know, they don't want to...
Take a poll.
Tell an anonymous survey. But there's nothing to be ashamed of. We know tons of people, and I think that's the best part, is that we know tons of different types of people who consume cannabis. Mm-hmm. And
for completely different types of ailments. Like
ailments, reasons, they all have different jobs. We know, like, lawyers, nurses, doctors, like you said, hairstylists.
Grandmas, grandpas.
Teachers, I mean.
Teachers.
There's definitely... With it being more talked about, that's how you break that stigma. So, are you good?
I'm good.
Can you tell? Yep, I can tell.
Woo! But with that being said, we'll just jump right into it. I'm already very spacey, so let's just get right into it.
Right into Cosmos. We have a lot going on. There's been a lot going on in the
past couple of
weeks. I feel like Pisces season just really did a number. I feel like I haven't got over that yet.
And then you're still tired from that?
Yes.
It's because every time you keep saying it, it's like, fuck, Pisces moon again?
Like, and then we went right into Aries, which, like, it was like complete, you know, I don't know.
That was the couch, I promise.
And Taurus coming up on, what's today, the 8th? We're recording on the 8th, so on the 11th. Which we drop on the 11th. So we're also still in that season. And like we said prior, I think in our, what was it, like our last episode or the one prior to that, it's a really good time to slow things down. Try and catch our breath, because like I said, I feel like Pisces season is a number on me, then we went right into the next season, and this last...
Because it was, like, sentimental, super, and you're, you know, dreamy, intuitive, whatever, Pisces energy, then you go into, like, fiery, intense, Aries,
right.
Go, take charge, do it.
Spicy.
Spice. Get laser.
Do we all agree to that in Aries season? I think we did. But I'm going to say, I think we really should just, like, benefit from this time, though. Like, the time that we have to take a breather.
Mm-hmm.
And especially during this new moon, we should... What I've been trying to do is give more attention to what we actually value in life. And... I guess to kind of like live more accordingly, really focus on values that reflect who we are, because that's one thing where I put in like my gratitude journal. I've been trying to be less
like actually make sure your intentions match your manifestations and match your prayers. And
not just, like, writing something down. Like, actually meaning what I'm writing.
And doing.
Yeah. And
acting, like, all of the above to make that shit happen. Because
that's the other part. We've said that. Yeah. I was about to say, like, we've said you can't just try and manifest. You could see me. I'm doing air quotes.
you have to do
the hard work.
Yep. It doesn't just fall on your lap because the cosmos are in this, that alignment and conjunction and...
And you whatever. Think you're good. Like, you think you finished one thing, and then it just opens up another door. Mm-hmm. You're like, all right, here's another challenge I have to go through. Hmm. It's a video game. Our lives is a video game. Our lives is a video game. This one stop. We got one stop.
Yeah, I wanted to say shout out to One Stop because...
Shout out to One Stop because they have really been supporting my dinners, too.
But also, this new moon is officially starting the eclipse season that we'll see later in this month and then into next month. So we've got a lunar eclipse this month, and then next month we'll have a solar eclipse. So this season's really going to break up any stagnant energy anywhere you're seeing a standstill. Head on. So definitely, like, it's just all a process. Like, ground your energy, be ready. Because shift is coming.
Yep. And something that I've noticed, especially with people, like the people around me, is that I feel like we're all, like, we're going to be less drawn to, like, drama and chaos and focus more on being, like, calm and kind of, I don't know, just feeling more, like, focused and just more calm and just not having, you know, just watching our triggers, I guess. Because I did notice, I was talking to someone, and the way that they were talking to me, I was just like, oh my gosh, I love this. Like, I love this energy of just, it is what it, you know, I can't control something. Right. I can't be upset about something that I can't control. So I'm not going to be drawn to drama. I'm not going to be drawn to chaos. I literally just don't care.
I have too much of my own stuff to figure out, like...
To be worried about someone else's situation. The birds is chirping. And, really quick, something that we might see, especially because it's still Taurus season, is Taurus actually is... they're known to be, like, the money ruler. So we should see some financial developments too during this time. I know I've been on my
stability.
I've really been on my bills,
my checks and balances.
Yep.
I need to do my taxes,
which I think that's exactly what that is indicating because tax season is coming soon, folks.
9 days. I need to do them tonight or tomorrow. The latest.
I kind of want to.
I always wait till the last minute, though. If you know me, I literally, like, I'm just like, whatever.
No, I feel like sometimes you either are right in the very beginning, like, you get them done super quick, or, yeah, it's, like, the end. There's, like, 2 days left.
Literally, 1 or 2 days left. I'm doing them the day that they're due.
Because I feel like you've done them before, and I've been like, damn, I still haven't done mine. And you're like, oh, I already did mine.
I think last year I was on it just because
we were home. We're in a pandemic.
Or I think as Dylan was like, you're not waiting till the last day. He's like, whatever.
I know we're in a Panera right now, but
my favorite ones. I know we're in a panoramic.
Yeah. But we just can't.
And then following, obviously, we still have more energy coming. Mercury is going to enter a shadow period on May 14th as it gets ready to go back into retrograde. So there's that. Then shortly after, Gemini season starts on May 20th.
Which you got the twins.
The twins.
Twins. I wish you guys could see me. And really quick, because we did say we were going to post about it more on our Instagram, just a couple of things. Saturn also going into retrograde May 23rd. We have the full moon at the end of the month, which is also known as the blood moon eclipse. That's happening on the 26th. And then obviously you just said it was going into shadow period. So now Mercury is actually going to be into retrograde May 29th.
So we've got a lot of information.
That's a lot. You're starting summer off like that with a bang?
For real. Hope you've been doing the work. Looks like I've been
on my, gotta get in my journaling.
I think I need to get, I think I need to get a little stricter.
Yeah.
Just saying.
I will admit.
We all have things we have to work on. We're doing our best out here. But definitely gotta keep doing the work.
At least acknowledge.
Yeah, exactly. See, that's the first step. So you acknowledge it, now you know what, now you're gonna get a game plan. I got my little bills, like I did like this little thing where I show like what I have and then I just cross off how much more I need.
I started off a, or I started a retirement plan, like putting X amount every week.
Into it? That's smart.
So I'm very excited.
So you should, you should do the...
Yeah.
Very grateful, so yeah.
That's exciting. Which, speaking of life, figuring things out.
Just some last,
yeah, just some like last announcements. We are still going to be doing a 1,000 follower giveaway.
Yes.
So get us up there. We're at 850. We're at 850. Share, like, maybe we'll do a giveaway prior to the giveaway so we can get more followers.
Get a little more attention.
Yeah.
Definitely have to get, we've been a little MIA. Yes. Just like she said, figuring things out, and which leads us to say that we do want to focus on like giving you more content, obviously, mm-hmm. on Instagram. For us, it's very hard to even be active on social media just because we're not.
Yeah.
But.
And we have our full-time job still.
Yeah.
That's very time-consuming.
But obviously it is the 21st century.
So we're figuring out a schedule right now. We don't know necessarily, like, we're going to try for once a month to get an episode out to you. But really, yeah, like Jazz said, more content. We really, really want to get more merch. Get that out and... go from there.
So we might see a decline in
right
the amount of episodes that we post, but obviously, like we said, we'll still be active with you guys and still try and get an episode out to you now, but right now we're just still figuring out a schedule. So
I'm sure security is working.
I know, right?
But other than that,
I think that's all we got for you.
Thank you for rocking with us. And for all the support, stay cool out there. If you're in Arizona, stay cool because it is hot. It is very hot. Stay hydrated and stay stony.